Pop Spotting 124.
Thursday, September 8th, 2011. Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's Thursday, which means it's time once again for Pop Talk and Trivia. Mm-hmm. You school us on stuff we need to know about, and we try to school you with some obscure trivia.
Joining us this week is Fred Firestein, or F. Firestein on Twitter. Originally from Montreal, Quebec, he has lived on the southern shore of Long Island in New York for over 20 years.
He was an early listener of the transmission, first checking in back in August 2007, and he has stayed in touch ever since. Fred, thank you for being on Pop Spotting.
Oh, this is so exciting for me. I actually started listening to you guys in 2006, so wow. It took me a while to call in. But when I went out and started looking for clues about Lost on the internet, I said, you know, there must be some discussion about this show going on the internet. And then I found out about this thing called podcasts. Between you guys and the folks over at GSPN.TV, Cliff and Stephanie, my mind has been expanded beyond anything, you know, starting with Lost and then to other topics. So this is really fun for me to get to talk to you guys finally.
All right. Well, here on Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday, we try to give our voices a break and turn our mics over to the people that are perhaps a little more well-versed in some things than we are, and usually a lot more fun. So, Fred, we wanted to ask you to share with us three things that are on tap with you, three things you're into or just wanted to share with everyone else.
Okay, great. For a long time, I relatively recently changed my Twitter username back to first initial last name. But before that, I had adopted sort of this more generic anonymous name of FF Loves SG1.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So, and I mentioned this to Ryan and Jen briefly that, hey, you guys should really check out Stargate. So I wanted to make sure I got that in there, even though the franchise was essentially shut down this year. It started in 1994 with the movie, so it's been quite a while. But essentially what it was, if you remember the original movie in 1994, it starred Kurt Russell and James Spader, who went on to do other things in TV. But it was about essentially the discovery of an ancient artifact known as a Stargate. And this movie and show kind of takes on the same sort of themes as Star Trek, in the sense that there's a lot of travel between worlds, and there's space battles, and there's this sort of military crew that we get to know. But the big difference is this Stargate, where they basically walk through and they appear on the other side on a planet. And there's some history that goes into how they were built and how they work and when they don't work and all that stuff. But the TV series picks up where the movie left off. Now, the movie talks a lot about these Egyptian godlike aliens. So these aliens came down basically and hijacked the Egyptian civilization and caused them to do their bidding. And that was inspired also by a book called Chariots of the Gods. Some people may remember that book from the 70s or something. But anyway, so it goes from the point where the movie starts and then picks up 2 years later. And that cast is the one that I kind of know and love. That's Richard Dean Anderson, TV's MacGyver.
Oh, yeah.
Played Colonel Jack O'Neill. And he was joined there by Daniel Shanks, who played Daniel Jackson, and Chris Judge. And I mean, I went through the list of actors for this thing. I could tell you, you know, the supporting actors along the years included people like Ben Browder and Claudia Black, who became famous in Farscape, Beau Bridges, who was kind of a legend all over the place. David Hewlett was in a later series, a Stargate series called Stargate Atlantis, and he most recently popped up as the grumpy neighbor in the Planet of the Apes movie. Jason Momoa was also in Stargate Atlantis, currently on Conan the Barbarian. So,
and on Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, I guess I saw that recently in an article.
Yeah, he's a local boy.
So Jewel State was in the second Stargate series, Stargate Atlantis, as Dr. Keller. Morena Baccarin played another evil alien leader in the SG-1 series later on. So
wow, I mean, two Firefly alumni.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess what I would say, without getting into all the details of 10 seasons worth of Stargate, plus Stargate Atlantis and Stargate Universe, which is kind of was the, not the demise of the series, maybe the decline. Hmm. So there was two spinoff series there. But I would say it's definitely worth checking out if you've never seen it before. I mean, it's a big science fiction franchise that had an international following. And it's a lot of fun. Again, looking at the chronology of it, our daughter was born the year, like the month that the movie came out, and she kind of grew up with it. We went to a convention together in 2004 when she was 10, and she got to meet Michael Shanks in person. By the way, Michael Shanks did some – he pops up in various series. He did a couple of episode arc on Burn Notice as kind of like a – shadowy figure there for a while in one of the early seasons. But yeah, so we got to meet him in person and a few of the other supporting characters. It was great. So that was kind of like the high point for us of that series. And, you know, it's we've kind of followed along with it over the years.
If someone was going to watch Stargate, I mean, would they be okay if they just stuck with the original recipe, or there is enough, or that's how you would determine if you wanted to move on to the spinoffs?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, because again, Atlantis, like if you put it in Star Trek terms, right, Deep Space Nine was sort of a departure in terms of a tone for Star Trek. Stargate Atlantis was a departure in terms of tone, although the later seasons of Stargate SG-1 did get darker and sort of like, oh, I don't know if we're going to come out of this one okay, you know. Atlantis took that to a whole other level because Stargate Atlantis is essentially a Star Trek Voyager plotline where they took a ship and kind of threw them to the other side of the galaxy with little hope for return, you know. So it's always like we're fighting for our lives, and you know. So I would say go with SG-1 because it's got a lot of humor in it as well as some emotional themes, but they keep it light. You know, Richard Dean Anderson is really kind of the soul of that show. And they do keep it light enough. And there's some episodes that are just downright funny. I mean, there's a sort of a season 7, I think, episode with Dan Castellaneta from The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. And it's great, you know. And Richard Dean Anderson was a big fan of The Simpsons. So every once in a while, he'd throw in a little reference here and there.
Oh,
you know?
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your second recommendation?
Let's go with something that's a little more current, although it's also wrapping up, the IT Crowd. I don't know. Have you guys spoken about that at all? Have you heard about it?
It might have come up just offhand, but it's not something we've been able to catch up on. Tell us about it.
Okay. It's a British sitcom, and it's also like a laugh track sitcom, I guess. And it stars Chris O'Dowd, Richard Ayoade, if I'm mangling his name, Catherine Parkinson, and Matt Berry, and they're essentially the core of the show. It's as the title implies, it's like a 3-4 person IT crowd, IT department for a large corporation that they're kind of stuck in the basement. They get no respect. The lady of the group, Catherine Parkinson, she is brought in as their customer relationship manager. She knows nothing about technology. So she's supposed to be like the people person. Meanwhile, she's sort of a bumbling, you know, not because of her lack of technology skills, just because of her lack of personal skills in general. You know, she's just a little friendlier than the techies.
Right.
So, you know, and they're basically your typical geeks. You know, they know a lot about what they're doing, and they lack social skills and, you know, as they answer the phone, and Ryan, I appreciated this from spending many years in tech support. They answer the phone with, "Hello, have you tried turning it off and back on?" You know, so and sometimes they just let it go to voicemail. They're sitting there, you know, whatever. But it goes beyond sort of the computer technology problems into the personalities of all these characters. You know, they all have their quirks. It seems to take some cues kind of from Seinfeld in that they'll get into these sticky situations and like one person will mess up the other person's plan by accident, you know. They'll go on dates that go horribly wrong, or, you know, they'll try to kind of lift themselves out of this social ineptness that they have, and, you know, and sometimes with mixed results. So it's just fun to watch.
Well, you know, and it sounds a lot of fun. It sounds like a cross between, I don't know, like The Office and maybe Big Bang Theory, but a lower class of geek in terms of in terms of employment.
So how did you catch it, on DVD?
It's on Netflix streaming, I believe, still. I don't know if it's all the seasons. I think sometimes they swap out different ones, but that's how I caught it after I'd heard some other people talking about it.
Well, I can see how someone like you and someone like me can certainly get into all of that geeky humor, but you mentioned sort of these personal lives. I mean, how compelling do you think it would be for someone for whom these tech references or even geek pop culture references might go over their head?
Like me.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, it's basically, it's a laugh track sitcom. So it is sort of like The Big Bang Theory in that sense. It's you know, pretty lighthearted, and, you know, it's a lot of slapstick.
Okay, well, I can see that. It sounds like fun, and if it's on streaming, we'll be able to check it out.
So what's your third recommendation?
Well, I was going to just give a shout-out to a lot of the USA Network shows that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
because
we watched Psych up until the end, and Monk is what I was going to say. We also like.
We suddenly panicked there for a second.
Wait, no. No, I meant Monk up until the end, and we also love Psych, and I've been watching Fairly Legal, which, you know, I know that kind of skews to more of a girly show, but hey, you know, we all have our reasons for watching, right? But the one I did want to kind of focus on because of my location is Royal Pains.
Starring Mark Feuerstein as the doctor, in the Hamptons.
Yep, that's him. So obviously that takes place on Long Island, which is not always obviously as nice and sunny as it's portrayed on the show. But it's fun for us to not that we go to the Hamptons hardly ever. I mean, maybe once a year, if that. But we live about, I don't know, 50 miles west. So, but we enjoy that it is sort of local. And every once in a while, they'll put in a little shout out to something we do recognize, like last week's episode, I believe, the one guy was complaining about he used to be like a medical supply salesman in Massapequa, you know, which is right around the corner from us. So that was like great, you know. It's kind of like you guys with Hawaii 50. You can say, oh yeah, I've been there, I've seen that, or, you know, that's totally wrong, you know.
So apart from the location, I mean, if that's not really what it's about, how engaged are you with the characters or the setting? I mean, I certainly don't think I can necessarily identify with people who hang out in the Hamptons.
Right. Well, it's not you know, 90210 or something like that. This is basically a doctor who was kicked out of his emergency room position in New York City because of a misunderstanding, should we say, with a rich client or, you know, a rich patient. And as a result, he kind of exiles himself to the Hamptons. So you're basically getting to know his quirky collection of characters as he works as sort of a private concierge doctor to these rich people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fun show to watch. And like I said, it gives us a little bit of local pride, you know, but it's not exactly our neighborhood, but whatever.
Right. Well, it's a peek into a life that we might be curious about, or even, I would imagine, to some extent, mocking it as well.
So Fred's three recommendations to us were the Stargate series, most specifically SG-1 and Atlantis, the IT Crowd, which is on Netflix streaming, and USA Network comedies, including Psych, Fairly Legal, and Royal Pains.
So now, are you ready, Fred, for some trivia?
Oh, yes, the part I've been dreading.
Okay, well, here's the challenge. Here on Pop Talk Trivia, we let you pick your categories, actually, only two out of the three that we present, and then you just need to answer two out of three questions for each. Jen, what are Fred's categories?
His categories are Born Yesterday, Name That Song, 70s Edition, or Jeffrey Jacob Abrams.
So we've got a movie category, a music category, and I guess just an actor or Hollywood category. Which two of those sound the least intimidating to you, Fred?
Okay, what was the title of the first one again?
Born Yesterday, and yes, that is B-O-U-R-N-E.
Okay. Yeah, that makes it a little trickier for me. Yeah, we'll go with Born Yesterday, although I don't know if I saw the last movie or read any of the books. But and we'll go with the songs. You know, I saw that you guys were talking about 70s songs recently, and
yes.
I am sort of a child of the late 60s, early 70s, so let's see how many I can remember.
Sounds like fun. Here we go.
Author Robert Ludlum's novels following international assassin Jason Bourne have spawned three blockbuster movies starring Matt Damon. Let's see how well you know them. Question one, put all three movie titles in chronological order.
Okay. Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, Bourne Ultimatum.
Ding, 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 ding.
Very good.
Hooray.
There you go. Yes. Very good. All right. Question
two. Number two, what is Jason Bourne's real name?
Oh, that's probably in the last one that I didn't see. I'm going to say Jason Bourne because I don't know.
It's David Webb.
I was hoping maybe they were hiding in plain sight.
That's okay. And although I think that was the last film, this might be the last film as well. Question number three.
Agent Landy tells Jason Bourne that his birthday is April 15th, 1971. But it's not. What is 4/15/71?
4/15/71. It's got to be a combination or something.
What do you mean, like to a safe?
Yeah.
Or a code?
Right.
No, it's an address of Treadstone's secret training facility.
Oh, okay. And see, that was in the second movie, I believe, that I did see.
Darn.
Oh, well.
Well, that's okay, Fred.
I know he discovered Treadstone in the second movie, I believe, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, not bad, though. You at least got the movie titles in order, and I can't even keep them straight most of the time. Now, the other category, the one you felt a little more confidence in, name that song, 70s edition.
I will read you a lyric from a song from the 70s, and you tell me the title and artist. Number one, when those girls start hanging around, talking me down, hear with your heart, and you won't hear a sound.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to say Let Everything Turn.
No, it's Love Will Keep Us Together by the Captain and Tennille.
Oh, now I'm disappointed because that's just the sort of cheesy thing I love to pull out of nowhere.
Right. That's okay. You can still get it. You got two more questions or two more lyrics.
Okay.
Number two, only love can make it rain the way the beach is kissed by the sea.
Yeah, I'm going blank again.
It's Love Rain Over Me by The Who.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I was never really a Who fan, sorry.
Ah, yeah, that could be tricky.
But Love Can Keep Us Together, I've heard a million times.
Right, I know. Well, one more, Fred. Let's see if you can do it.
Number three, You Lie So Low in the Weeds, I Bet You're Gonna Ambush Me.
Holy cow, no, I would remember that. Nope,
it's
no idea.
Barracuda by Heart.
Oh, crap.
Yeah,
you got me.
Fred, that was a valiant try for Name That Song, and at least one out of two for Born Yesterday. We want to thank you for playing Pop Talk Trivia.
Thank you, Fred.
All right. Thanks.
Well, Fred, before we let you go and enjoy life there in Long Island, can you let everybody know where they can find you online to get in touch?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, the best place is on Twitter, which, like I said, I've changed my Twitter name to something a little more recognizable. It's F as in Fred, F as in Firestein. So it's FFIRESTINE.
Excellent.
At Twitter. Yep.
Are you a blogger as well?
Well, I'm sort of a tentative blogger. I have a health and fitness kind of blog that I've been maintaining for a while. I don't know if I really want to publicize it. But,
okay.
You know, if it's actually on my Twitter profile, I think, if you want to take a look at it. But
yeah,
I do, I do P90X and that sort of stuff, home exercise with DVDs. And so I've been blogging about that. You know, I want to get more regular about it, but there is a lot of stuff there if people want to look at my history with it.
Fantastic. Well,
great.
We'll check
it out.
Okay.
Aloha, Fred.
Well, thanks very much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Fred. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
We will be back next week with another Pop Talk and Trivia show. If you have something to share and aren't allergic to random trivia, please get in touch with us. And even if you don't want to be on our show, we always want to hear what you're watching, listening to, or are totally into.
You can leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net. You can drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net, or you can call us at 815-310-0808.
If you want to get a conversation going with other Pop Spotting listeners, you can post your thoughts on our Facebook page at facebook.com. facebook.com/popspotting.
And if you want to chat with us, you can reach us on Twitter at twitter.com/popspotting.
We'll be back tomorrow with another serving of Pop Spotting feedback.
Thank you to Dan Pashman of The Sportful for our theme song, and mahalo to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Ryan.
I'm Jen.
Aloha.